Right. So it's Friday, 20th of July, and I'm sat here some 2 hours after Matt Cutts has published an update, which starts off like this. If you received a message yesterday about unnatural links to your site, don't panic. In the past, these messages were sent when we took action on a site as a whole. Yesterday, we took another step towards more transparency and began sending messages when we distrust some individual links to a site. So anyway, he goes on to explain that it can also have innocent reasons. And evidently, one day after this unnatural links detection email was sent to what must be now surely thousands of webmasters, there's no more real clarity on the issue, because this post at this point, some 2 hours after it was published, has got some, 70 shares? Oh, and I don't know, it must have about 70 comments or something like that. It's crazy, the amount of comments on this post by Matt, and most of them are really, you know, no more clearer about what really is going on, because it doesn't really explain. It doesn't really explain what, if you read between the lines, sounds like a complete mess of an email that was issued by Google Webmaster Team. I mean, it says here, you know, it's possible that for this to indicate potential spammy activity by the site, it can also have innocent reasons. I mean, that's kind of like so obfuscated. It's just not explicit, you know. It's basically saying to people, if you've got this email, don't worry, just ignore it. So how do you know whether to ignore it or not? I mean, you know, it says if we've taken more severe action on your site, you'll notice a drop in search traffic, which you can see in search queries feature of Webmaster Tools. So is that something that will happen in the future, as other people speculate, that it takes 7 to 10 or maybe 14 days after this email is received that the drop happens in traffic? Or does it happen at the same time? So if you've got this email but you haven't had any change in traffic, should you be concerned? You know, I mean, this just seems like such a mess. And quite frankly, you know, as one of the commenters said here, plus 21 comments, it says, oh, for crying out aloud, there's absolutely no excuse for using the same message in every situation. You need flags for needs action and notification. I can't even begin to relate the amount of lost productivity amongst the civilians, small businesses, yo, over these messages. I mean, you know, it's true. This is a debacle. And what's slightly annoying is that instead of actually saying, oh, hands up, we made a mistake here, it's kind of like dressed as a kind of a way that we're walking to working towards transparency, as if we're going to send out these emails even if your site has a dodgy link to it. You know, if your site's got a dodgy link pointing to it, then change your email and tier your emails differently. You know, don't make out that this is some kind of move towards transparency. This just sounds like a cock-up, you know, and this isn't going to go away. I mean, this is Friday, right? Friday night, and there's going to be a lot of people scratching heads over this for the next few days, and you guys are going to have your work cut out, Google, to actually sort through all the re-inclusion requests that you're going to get, many of which are probably going to be a waste of time for people. And other people are going to question your motives behind doing this. I mean, you know, this is really unfortunate, and I just hope that these kind of things can get fixed in the future, you know. Anyway, that's me out.